honeys. I'm so excited to share a little fun news with everybody. So, this episode of Nash Butte, I talked to Michelle Ranavat, who is an indie brand owner, and I met her through Indie Beauty Expo. Indie Beauty Expo comes up on Nash Butte semi-often. I friggin' love it. Indie Beauty Expo is going to be in Dallas next month, and I wanted to tell everybody that they gave me a promo code. So if anyone in the DFW area wants to come to Indie Beauty Expo, shop indie, you can get 20% off your tickets. This is not an affiliate code. I don't get any money from this. They made it just for the honeys so that you could get a little something-something off the top. So let me give you all the info, baby. Okay, so Shop Indie is in Dallas Wednesday, May 9th from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. Tickets are $30, but with the 20% off code they made for us, which is NATCH20 and ATCH20, that brings it down to $24. Now, what do you get at Indie Beauty Expo? You get exclusive discounts. So companies that normally charge $12 for a face mask will charge $8 for a face mask. Huge discounts. You're going to get samples galore, and you're going to get face-to-face with brand owners and talk to them and try the products and hear about everything. It's so fun. It's a beautiful event. There's lots of free goodies. You're going to have a great vibe. So I think everybody should go. Also, I'm going to be there. So they made that code for everybody, NATCH20. If you want any more information, go to indiebeautyexpo.com. Now, there's other indie beauties coming up in New York and London this year. I don't know if I'll be at those, but this code is exclusively for the DFW honeys. Everybody check out IBE. Me and Michelle talk about them a lot on this episode, so I thought it'd be the perfect place to slip this on in, baby, okay? So that's all I got. Everybody enjoy Natch Butte.
You are a natural beaut. You are a Natch Butte, Natch Butte, Natch Butte, na 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 Natch Butte. Oh yeah.
And I said, baby, it's Natch Butte Pod and I'm feeling pretty. Yeah. Welcome to Natch Butte. Oh, welcome to Natch Butte, everybody. It's your girl, Jackie J, a.k.a. Jackie Johnson. I prefer to be called Jackie Johnson. Don't refer to me as Jackie J, because then people don't know who I am. Okay, welcome to Natch Butte. We are officially in year two of Natch Butte, and I'm very, very excited that it's a year in. They say it takes 10,000 hours to achieve genius, and I'm about 54 hours in, so I'm killing it, baby. I'm a professional, and I'm very excited because so far on Natch Butte, we have had on comedians, artists, friends, actors, authors, but we never have anybody who really knows what they're talking about, if we're being honest. We're all just beauty passionistas. We're a fan, but we've never had anybody in here who's an actual brand owner who knows how to create products, put them on the shelves. We buy them. We love them. And I'm very, very excited because there is a brand that I am obsessed with. It has come up on Natch Butte several times. I put it in several of my blogs. It's called Ranavat Botanics. And the CEO and founder, Michelle Ranavat, is here with us today. Welcome, Michelle!
Hi! Thank you so much for having me, Jackie. This is amazing. I'm so happy to be here.
Did you know my middle name's Michelle?
Oh my God, you're even more amazing. How's that possible?
Except mine has one L.
You're one of those?
Just because my parents decided to be tedious and make my life difficult. But you know what? I'll roll with it. So we're kind of like, I don't know, half sisters, I guess you could say. So that's exciting.
I know. It's really exciting. I mean, anyone named Michelle is a friend of mine. So
same. Every time I'm at the grocery store and I see somebody whose name tag that says Jackie, I'm like, that's my name too. And they literally never care. Isn't that crazy?
I mean, yeah, I feel like I care. How about
that? Thank you. Thank you, Michelle. So I don't even know where we begin. Like I said in my intro, we never have anybody in here who's a real brand owner. You have to know so much in order to start a makeup beauty brand, skincare brand. You have to know the ingredients and what they do and how many you need and all these things that I know nothing about. So I hope you're ready to school me today. Are you ready?
Oh my God, I'm so ready. And not to kill this, but I didn't know anything either, and I'm still learning. So it's all good. We're on the same page.
Excellent.
And it's just something that I'm just super passionate about, and I think this is going to be really exciting because hopefully, you know, you're going to pick up just like a little tidbit, and then you can sort of even dig into that for months.
That's exactly what Natch Butte is about.
we try not to overwhelm people with information. And when I say we, I mean me and Chooch, just to give everybody some context. We try not to overwhelm everybody with a bunch of hard, heavy facts. We want this to be palatable. We want everybody to enjoy, enjoy themselves.
No, I totally hear you. And I think that's honestly where Ranavat comes from. It's coming from a place of passion. I definitely didn't go out there to say, oh, how can I like corner the market and come up with something where there's like a hole in it? And I really didn't do that at all. I came up with something that I was like, hey, there's something that I want that doesn't exist. Do I know everything about everything? No, but why don't I just focus on the things that I do know and sort of build from there? And I think that's just kind of how it's been going.
Well, that sounds exciting. So I guess let's start at the beginning. For someone to create a skincare line, you had to have been bit by the beauty bug, I'm assuming, at a certain age. So what would you say was the seed of Ranavat Botanics?
Oh my God.
When did that happen in your life?
I mean, I don't know if this is like everyone out there, but like YouTube changed the game.
Oh, interesting.
I mean, I discovered these YouTube videos. And literally, I think I got made fun of by every single person in my family because I was this like 30-year-old watching like 15-year-old girls put on makeup. It was very weird.
It's me every day, yeah.
Yeah, but I was really into it. And I loved it. And I really started with like makeup and just, you know, my like little sisters would always have me do their like prom makeup, like every milestone. I was sort of the one, and it was totally self-taught. But I would just sort of look, you know, online in that community and see what was going on. And I took a ton of interest to it. And it was really just like a side passion for me. And sort of over time, I started getting into the whole, what are people doing for their skin? You know, I'm definitely in my, like, well, I'm now 36, but, when I started.
You literally look like you walked out of middle school. I think everyone agrees with me in the control room. I mean, so that's very exciting. And I didn't mean that in a rude way. I just mean you look very youthful.
Well, thank you.
You're also petite and you have a little hoodie on, so you really can be like, excuse me, sir, I can't find my algebra class. I'd believe it.
Well, I also wear these shoes that it's cute because I have two sons and we literally wear matching sneakers like all the time wherever
cute.
We go. So right now we're wearing these like Air Jordan sort of like black kind of like funky ones. And then, you know, sometimes we'll do cute little Mickey Mouse Vans. But yeah, I rock it because get a match. Matchy matchy.
So cute. I do the same thing with Chooch.
Yeah, but I guess. Do you ever dye your hair pink?
No, but I want to. I know I want to. Someday, everybody's going to be shocked when I do it. So, okay, you started getting into skincare. So when were you like, I want to start a company? And how did that start? For everyone out there who's entrepreneurial, that's like, I want to do something, maybe.
Well, I mean, I think the seed was planted a really long time ago because I actually grew up. I was born in Wisconsin, and then I grew up in a suburb of Chicago. And my dad had actually, or both of my parents had come in the 70s from India. And they came here, you know, his parents and even my mom's parents, they actually met because they were both in the chemicals business in India and they had their own, they had their own companies. So for me, it was like entrepreneurship was like very much in my family. But then when my parents came here, they didn't have any money. So they didn't have anywhere to start. They just had to do jobs. And my dad was like moving around drums and really just working bare bones in a chemical factory. And my mom was working at a printing press. But they sort of had that entrepreneurial life where their parents did that. And so I think when my dad, he actually lost his job one day, the same day that my mom found out she was pregnant with me, and they both were like, wait, but what do we do? Like, my mom was working nights, and they were lost, and my dad just said, you know what, I'm just going to start my own thing. And so he did it, possibly the most scary time in his life. You know, you're expecting a child, you have no money. And he said that year, he's like, we filed our income below poverty level that year. And he worked in his basement. So he would go down to the basement and he'd like do, you know, whatever during, and then he'd take at night and he'd take care of me during the day because my mom worked nights. And so I just saw my dad create this business and his sister has a business and, you know, we just have a lot of families. And they're not these like massive businesses, but they're ones that came from zero and slowly, slowly grew into something that, you know, now we have a few offices, you know, there's like 30 people that work there. I mean, he really did create something. And so I saw this magic happening in front of my eyes and I was like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. And I felt like I always wanted to do something, but I never had that like passion where I was like, oh my God, this is it, you know? And like to make a long story short, you know, I was working on Wall Street. I'm an industrial engineer, which is what I studied for my master's degree and my undergrad.
Ooh, she's smart. She's smart.
No, just on paper, baby. And so I, you know, I studied that and I just thought, okay, I got to be in the sciences. And, you know, I got laid off from Lehman Brothers. That company's not even around anymore. And
I don't even know what it is, so.
Well, you don't need to anymore.
Yeah.
It's
keep
gone,
walking,
baby. Totally. So it's out, you know, and then I sort of was lost. And my dad's like, hey, why don't you just come work for me? You know, and I was like, oh, no, I'm not really interested in chemicals, but yeah, I guess I'm pretty free right now. So I did that and I actually loved it. I would go around the world finding like peptides, amino acids, all these like organic chemicals. And I just thought that was really cool. It was fun to see the factories, like how it's made. I was just always obsessed with that. I think that's even why I studied industrial engineering. I just loved shit getting made, like very basic. And so that was that. Like I was really happy. And then you sort of merge that with like this whole like YouTube beauty community sort of coming up at that time, you know, just a couple years. Well, it's been around for a while. I was getting into it a couple years ago. And, you know, it was really, really something that I just had a ton of passion for. And, you know, I just sort of like put two and two together. Like I started mixing things in my house and really just like getting into it. And then I just realized, man, these ingredients are kind of shitty. And that's really where the magic happened.
Well, that sounds so exciting. So then what did you do? You know what I mean? Like you were like, okay, I want to make something.
Yeah, no, so then
how do you get into Neiman Marcus, Michelle?
Oh my God.
How do you do it? Tell us.
A lot of luck, and I honestly, like, wish I knew, because, but I really don't. I mean, it all just started from this, like, passion of, you know, having, and then really in my life, just these random things were like, you know, I had worked in finance for a little bit, so I did kind of know about, like, how to start a company potentially. I mean, I saw my dad do it in front of my eyes, and I just realized, like, man, these ingredients are crap. Like, you know, you can go on Amazon and buy pretty much anything, but you still couldn't get, like, really good sandalwood powder and really good saffron and, you know, this and that. Or you could, but you weren't sure about the quality. And there are some even, like, more unique Ayurvedic herbs that I had just been, like, researching on the interwebs, and I just, like, really couldn't find them. So that's kind of where I was like, well, you know, my dad does this. Like, I did this with him for 7 years where we'd find these products around the world or these ingredients. I'm like, I think I can do the same thing. Like, why don't I just, I don't know, see what's up and try it out? And I did. And I think that's kind of where everything started.
Can you explain to me what Ayurvedic means? Because people say that to me all the time, and I don't want to tell them I don't know what that means because people think I know what I'm talking about, kind of. You know, a year in, honey, 1 year in attribute. What does Ayurvedic mean?
Well, you know, to tell you the truth, like, most people think they know what it means, mm-hmm. and then they don't. So I think you're honestly a step ahead. But and even me, I mean, I'm definitely not an Ayurveda expert, but really the basic point of it is 5,000 years ago, before modern medicine existed in India, if you had a cut, you had some sort of issue that needed to be fixed, you know, you were sick in some way, there's a book, this Ayurvedic book, that had all these formulations in it. So it said, like, okay, well, take, you know, put neem oil on your wound or put the, you know, and it's like, do it 3 times a day and this is the amount that you should do. So they were like, what's a cure for acne? So some of them were like skin related, but it was all coming from like health. It wasn't really about beauty, but it was their modern take on medicine 5,000 years ago. So before we had that, you know, how do you cure what's going on? And now, you know, that's sort of developed into this, like, so out of Ayurveda, so that's like the cure for things. Then you have like yoga, meditation, all those things are actually from Ayurveda because it's really about having like a very whole like mind and body and diet and just kind of integrates. And tell you the truth, it's complex as heck.
Yeah.
And I don't really know everything about it. So everything that I've done is really, that's why I say it's inspired by it. But that's not, I'm not, Ranavat is an Ayurveda.
Yeah.
It's like using some of those amazing botanical plants, but we're not like curing diseases here. You know what I mean?
The only disease we're curing is looking cute.
Hell yeah.
I guess we're curing not looking cute, just to be clear. So is there anything in the Ayurveda that would maybe, like, help me not text my ex? Is there anything cure in the book that cures that?
Well, I don't think 5,000 years ago they had that concept.
They probably did in their own way.
They probably did, to tell you the truth. Yeah. It probably has something to do with meditating a lot or something.
Yeah. I mean, just to be clear, I don't text any exes. That was a joke. Thanks. I am not on speaking terms with any of them, and I'm proud of that.
Okay. Only Insta stalking.
Yes. Yes, honey. I've done my share of that before.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So... okay, let's talk about the log line of Ranavat Botanics is inspired by Indian royalty.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, you know more than me. I'm telling you, when you handed me that, is it tonic or tonique? I say tonique.
I say tonic. Okay. But, I mean, go for it.
I'm telling you, that hits my face. I am transported to a beautiful, lush day. I mean, it's like my favorite mist I own, and I own a lot of mist, honey, okay? So let's just start there, because that's, like, my favorite product you have, and I'm obsessed with it. So, mists.
Mists. I mean, mists, I guess just, like, kind of, I want to spend, like, a minute on this royalty thing, because I feel
please.
It sort of sets the tone, because,
yes.
like... you know, we just talked about Ayurveda, which is, like, really medicinal, and it's like, you mix this with this, and you put on your... and it really doesn't smell good. It's not, like, a great experience. So when I saw these products being used, I was like, you know what? Like, I want to make it, like, something... I want to make something that I want to use that could be next to, like, a bottle of La Mer or whatever it is that you're using. Like, it needed to sort of hold court with that. And I thought, like, India, I mean, we have such an incredibly rich culture in general with, like, you know, what people do at their weddings and just, like, the craftsmanship of everything, like, just clothing or even, like, palaces and things like that. So I'm like, I want to show that side of India. And I hadn't seen, it was very much like yoga, meditation, health and wellness kind of thing. And I wanted to bring it out of that. I wanted to bring it, like, into the glam, like, super, like, sultry and exciting and I don't know, just I wanted to sort of give it a different light. And so from there, when I was thinking, okay, well, what do I want to create? And I wanted to keep it simple, but I wanted my expertise in ingredients to do the talking. So when you see this, like, jasmine tonic, people are like, oh, my God, it smells amazing. What is it? I'm like, well, it's one ingredient. That's all it is.
What?
Yeah. And I saw so many mists being made with, like, water and, like, a couple drops of essential oil. And it wasn't, like, pure. And I just thought... first of all, I was like, I don't even know how to formulate anything, so why don't I just start with using my ingredient as a product? That way I don't have to formulate anything. Super simple. So I just found, like, literally, I did a ton of research, and I visited India with my dad. My dad came with me to support me, and, you know, we went over, we literally went to these places and these, like, you know, where they would do the farming and the steaming of these flowers. So the way that this tonic is made is you actually take... you know, a large amount of jasmine flowers. And when you hold it like a flower, it feels like slightly waxy, and then it feels like there could be some water content in it if you squeeze it really hard. So what you do is you steam it around it, and, like, that water content sort of releases. And that's what's bottled up.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's pure Indian jasmines.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That's it. And they're organic and super, super simple. But, you know, that's, like, what all you need.
So do you have to go to India and, like, get all the flowers?
Yeah, well, I mean, I personally don't steam distill the flowers, but I kind of want to because I think it would be cool to, like, check out the process. I mean, I've seen them doing it. I don't do it myself, but no, I go to India. I was just there in January. It's, like, something that I absolutely love. Like, I love going there, like, connecting not only with, like, my family or whatever, but just, like, I mean, I'm obsessed with how things are created and made and finding the best. And so you just got to be on the ground doing that.
That's so cool. So what about the other two tonics?
So actually...
in your line.
In my
line. Ranavat Botanics.
So we have lavender, mm-hmm. and that one's super, super special.
I haven't smelled that one.
Oh, well, I haven't. I don't know. Are we able to do that?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Listen, y'all know I love mist, okay? This jasmine mist is the best smell I've ever smelled. And everything Michelle is saying about how it's made, that's why, because it's a it's potent, it's pure. There's nothing watering it down. There's what are some of the other face mists out there putting in their mists?
Like glycerin or water. Things like that. I mean, you can put other things like witch hazel and things that are not necessarily like taking away from it.
Right.
But I still think, you know, when you have a flower and the water from that, it has all the vitamins and minerals of that plant. So you're ultimately getting something that is soothing or has those like amazing properties that plant would. So jasmine, for example, super, super hydrating. So I don't have to add anything to make my product hydrating because it already is.
Yeah.
It's because it's coming from that plant.
What are some of the uses for the tonic? I know I use it as a toner, but I also just spray myself with it all damn day. Where do the tonics fit into, like, your regimen? How often do you use them and how?
Oh, my God. I use them incessantly all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I think there's a number of ways. And the reason that I actually created them is because, you know, I had been using masks for a really long time. And Ayurveda, just like what I was researching about it, it's like these botanical herbs and using them like as a powder. So like meaning it's kind of like a spice, right? Like if you're cooking a meal and you have some turmeric or whatever you're throwing in there, boom, it comes to life right when it hits the pan, you know, and all those properties come back alive and, you know, it's like this aroma. So I knew that I wanted to create a powder mask and I thought that's going to be the most fresh delivery of it. And so from there, I didn't want people to go and be like, okay, well, then you add water. And then I'm like, oh, well, it takes you away from that whole experience. So I wanted to have these tonics as something that you could add to your mask. So that's sort of where they come from.
I'm going to spray myself with this.
Yeah, go for it.
Mm. Oh, my God. Y'all got to come in here, okay? I'm not joking. Is that too much?
No, see, that's the thing. It can never be too much. It's not even like, there's no essential oil. It's like very, 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 so it's like putting water on your face. You could do that all day long.
And could you use this as a toner? So you
yes.
do your wash and then you spray yourself?
So I have like a number of ways I do it. But yeah, on clean skin.
Mind me. I'm getting my money's worth, baby.
Hell yeah.
Oh my God. It doesn't smell like the traditional quote-unquote lavender that I'm used to smelling. And that's just because those have all been chemicaled and watered down.
Well,
and whatnot,
it could
right?
be that. And then, no, but some of them could be really strong, too. Like, this is kind of lighter because it's the water. So whatever the water molecule can hold of the lavender oil component. So it's like a really small, light version of it. That's why it doesn't feel really heavy.
Yeah.
And it's made only from Himalayan lavender. So hand-picked Himalayan lavender, just one ingredient.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. That's why it's so magical.
Have you been to the Himalayas to see them?
Oh, my God. I need to go to the Himalayas. No, it's like such a sacred ground, and I'm really excited to visit, hopefully soon.
There's this documentary on Netflix called Tales by Light, and it's all about photographers going all over the world, and they're all kinds of different photographers. Ones that take photos underwater, you know, action photographers. This guy goes to the Himalayas, and I recommend if you live in a state where cannabis is legal, do a couple puffs, pop on the show. It is so visually gorgeous, and the episode where they go to the Himalayas is, I'm like, well, I gotta fucking go now. I mean, it's incredible. Incredible. I gotta go.
We gotta go together then.
I mean, I'm down. I'll go to those lavender fields. I'll do some picking.
Hell yeah.
I would love that. Yeah.
No, that's why I love the tonic. It's like I use it you can use a makeup setting spray, as a toner mixed with your mask. I mean, to me, it's also like this. I've been traveling a ton and having it on my flight is like amazing. It's a savior. And, you know, especially like you walk into a hot car in LA in the summer and it's like, oh, you want to freshen up. So I use it all the time.
And let's talk about the masks.
Ooh, yeah.
So you love masks, obviously.
Obviously. I mean, I think that it's kind of like going to the gym. You know, you could, let's say, I don't have a personal trainer, but let's say you have a personal trainer and you go to them once a week, right? Well, if you don't do anything in between visiting that trainer, I mean, your progress is going to be pretty slow, if anything. You've got to be, like, consistently working on whatever you want to achieve. You don't walk out of the gym with a six-pack the first day, unless you kind of had one already. So this is the same thing with masks. I feel like as people, we just need to maintain our skin in like a real way. And I don't think going to the esthetician once every 3 months is really cutting it. But I also don't think that like it's really necessary to spend thousands of dollars on that either. And so I just noticed like the biggest difference when I would mix these masks. And the main thing I think is like it's these herbs and then it's honey, which is like so good for your skin. It's like it's hygroscopic, which means it loves water. So what happens is if you have like a traditional clay mask, it's like drying and like, you know what I mean? Like you can't smile and it is really annoying. This, like the honey, keeps everything sort of like hydrated and almost like quote unquote wet when the herbs and everything are like working and the clays are drawing out impurities and it's doing all of its work just as effective, but it doesn't leave you with like raw skin or irritated skin. So I was using these things like all the time and I just noticed my skin like loved it. And I was like, man, I need to really include, I'm doing this more in my routine. And so that's why I created them as like a staple for the line.
Both of the masks have honey?
Actually, there are three. And yes, they all three have honey in them.
But the tonics don't.
No.
Not everyone uses honey.
I know.
So where's your honey from?
So it's actually very interesting. It's non-GMO honey from New Zealand. And it was crazy because, so they're a food company and they make these like honey lozenges. And then like their side hustle is selling their raw material because they make the lozenges out of like a powdered honey that they press. And I wanted a powder honey because I didn't want to be like, well, then you go to your cabinet and you buy honey from New Zealand. And I was like, no one's going to do that.
Right.
So I got it from there. But the thing is, I like the whole concept of the line started September 2016. And then I was like launching literally like less than a year from then. And I had my first shipment of honey. It was supposed to come in before Indie Beauty Expo New York. And there was like, it was like super hot here in LA. It was like this massive heat wave. And it was like the snowstorm in New Zealand. And there was like no honey to be sent. And I was like, guys, like my entire company is reliant on this product. Like I'm not going to have key ingredients to do anything. And they're like, well, we're in this like rural, you know, when it snows here, it takes us a week to clear out the snow. And I'm like, oh my God. It's like, I love having cool ingredients from random places, but like this is really hard. But I figured a way to get it out. But it was insane.
Very interesting. I bet New Zealand bees are at least really happy bees.
Yeah.
Because it's so beautiful in New Zealand. It's the most, like, I think, primitive place in terms of population. Like, I was told if there's ever a zombie apocalypse, get your ass to New Zealand. Mm-hmm. Because, like, the zombies aren't going to get there.
Apparently there's more sheep than people. That's what I've heard.
Oh, I want to go.
Yeah, it's really, I've been there. It's really nice.
We have so many stops we need to make, Michelle.
I know. We just need to be traveling around the world, like, all the time.
And getting ingredients.
Hell yeah. See, I like that. I like you're, like, into it now.
I mean, listen, I'm into it, but I love the results, but then I don't know why. I'm just like, oh, I love this, but I don't really know what I'm doing. That's why you're here, Michelle. You got to help us out.
No, I mean, if there's one thing that I learned, I could like, and I don't mean to, and I hope I'm not boring anyone here, but like, it's that, you know, everyone says like, oh my God, well, I can read ingredients. And it's like, I was there too. Like I read the ingredients and I thought this is what everything is. But as I've sort of learned a little bit more, it's like way more than that. And I think you have to sort of work with the company that you have this like emotional connection with where you know sort of the way that they're bringing their products out. Because, for example, and we can talk about this later, but this Mighty Majesty hair serum that I have, it's like, it's amazing. It smells. Have you smelled it before?
Honey, I use it.
Oh, hell yeah. Okay.
Yeah. The Ranava?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was going to ask you about that, actually. Do you think that would be okay on pubes?
Yeah, of course.
Because I put it on mine, if I'm being honest.
For sure. I mean, I honestly think I would encourage that. I think that's great.
Because it smells so good. And there was a time when I was growing a situation.
Yeah.
They were getting a little long. And I thought, well, my hair needs some love. So I was like, well, this smells so good. Why don't I rub some of this in there?
You know, I've never had anyone use it that way, but I honestly think that that's a missed opportunity.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I think our pubic hair needs love just like our head hair, if I'm being honest.
Dude, Vogue would write that article like 10 times. You need to pitch that.
I'll email them. I'll tweet them. And I also thought my eyebrows, too.
You can. I mean, honestly, this is so pure. And that's kind of where I was going with it. Like, there, you read, it's three ingredients: jasmine, sunflower, and amla, which is Indian gooseberry. And if I'm just starting with jasmine, you know, you read the ingredient list and you're like, oh, like, I see it's three ingredients. I know everything about it. Well, that's not really true. And mine's organic, but, you know, you can have jasmine that's like a synthetic jasmine oil, which is just chemically derived. You can have one that's made of fresh flowers, but then they put all these, like, solvents in there that are hazardous to separate the oil from the water very cheaply and effectively. And there's always solvent residue. Or you can do it where you basically fill this entire room with 125 pounds of fresh jasmine flowers and you steam it, and that makes 1 ounce.
That is crazy.
Isn't that?
Wow. So jasmine, they're not, like, endangered or anything, right?
No.
Okay, there's plenty of them. It's not like we're, like, squeezing the last little drop out
no,
of them.
You
okay.
just grow
there's
some.
Fields and fields yeah. and fields. Okay, very interesting.
Yeah, and they're cultivated. But it's just, I mean, the labor. But, like, when you read ingredient list, jasmine oil is jasmine oil. Like, you're not going to know, is that, like, you know, solvent extracted? Or so that's why I think it's really important to kind of, I mean, especially if you're passionate about it, like, kind of listen to the stories on how these things are created and see, you know, what you think.
I mean, these are special products. That's all I know.
I think so.
So for this hair, what is the actual title of it, the product?
So it's kind of been like a work in progress because, so it's fortifying, well, when I launched at Indie Beauty Expo, like, the Neiman Marcus thing kind of happened really quickly. And, you know, the founder of IB was like, well, Michelle, like, Jillian, she's like, well, you know, like, Neiman Marcus, they love exclusive products. Like, that's the best way. And I was like, well, I don't really have anything. Like, I just launched 2 months ago, but I've been using this guy on the side because I had some hair loss. And so I was like, well, I guess I can do this, right? So I sort of just, like, sprung it into production and called it Fortifying Hair Serum. Then when I went, you know, I literally did that in 6 weeks. I went on the ground. I was like, at Neiman Marcus now, like, selling on the floor. And everyone's like, well, it's great, but can you use it for body too? And I literally got that question like 100 times.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, gotta change this up. So now it's gonna be hair and body serum, but I have like 5 ways I like to use it.
Well, tell us.
Okay.
So, I told you, I use it on my pubes, I rock it on my brows. When you handed it to me at IBE, you basically like palmed me some of your products. Like, you were like, take this. And you were like, this is a great hair mask. And I went home and I put a little in my hand and I was like, this smells so good. I want this like all over my head all night. So I do sleep with it on.
Oh, that's perfect.
But also in my pubes and my brows.
Hell yeah. I think that's great. I mean, I didn't include those two other options, but I should. So I'm going to revise it to 7.
Excellent. Are you going to put that on your website? You're going to put great for your pubes?
I think I should.
And then quote me?
Of course. Oh my God. I would have to give you the credit for something as genius as that. So, oh yeah, 5 ways. Dry hair, mm-hmm. right? You just put a little bit, tame the frizz, super light, you know, and it smells really great, so it's great. Then wet hair, if you're styling it, I mean, I wouldn't put a ton, you know, just put a little bit and it kind of protects against any heat styling. Third way is as a mask and you just really massage it into your scalp and all the way into the ends and, you know, it's just such a great hair treatment. Then the 4th way after shower and then the 5th way, you put it in your bath. It's like game changing.
Now I'm excited because I love a bath moment. So what, like a couple pumps in the bath?
Yeah, I mean, I would go a little nuts. I mean, if you put like a whole tablespoon, you don't have to be obviously like exact. Just go to town on it. And the moment you feel like you're in this incredible garden of like jasmine flowers and like, that's when you know you have enough.
Oh, I cannot wait. I might do that when I get home, quite frankly.
You should. It really softens your skin, too, because, like, the oil and the water, it just kind of, it just helps.
I saw on the packet you sent me, you have a few other products in development.
I do.
Do you want to talk about those, or are they secret?
They're not really that secret. So, actually, one thing on the mist is I had this one mist, eucalyptus, and I just could not get the supply down for it. So I'm actually launching a rose, mm-hmm. which I'm super excited about. I brought it with me so you can be my first
can't wait.
Tester. It's Rose Damask Rose. I'm so excited about it. And then I actually did bring another thing that I'm going to be launching, and it is this radiant serum.
I know. Ooh, baby, baby. Baby, baby. Now you're speaking my language.
Well, y'all heard it here first, baby.
Oh, my God. I cannot friggin' wait.
No, it is so good, and it's, like, super brightening. So, like, I used to always...
I need that.
We all do. I mean, I feel like I used to like search for my concealer in the morning and be like, oh, where's, you know, and like put it on every day. I literally started using the serum, and this one is actually kind of more like based in Ayurveda because it has a lot of traditional herbs in it. It's made in a very traditional way. But I like could not find my concealer for like an entire month. And I was like, wait a minute, maybe I just haven't used it for that long. And that's when I was like, this product needs to come alive.
When is that coming out? What's it called? And what's, like, the jam of it? Is it a jasmine thing? What's going on?
No. So it is a rose thing.
Okay, yes.
And it's called Radiant Ronnie.
Cute.
And Ronnie means queen. So it kind of goes with, like, the whole royal branding.
Love that.
And so, yeah, Radiant Ronnie. And it's just, like, a very sort of, like, light version of this incredibly storied, and they call it the miracle oil in India. So... you know, and then it has lots of saffron in it. So that's going to be game-changing.
I cannot wait for that. I cannot wait. When's it coming out?
Oh, yeah. No? I want to say, like, end of June-ish.
Okay.
Ish. Yeah.
Not long to wait.
No. It's coming out right around the corner. And you can do a ton with it. Like, it just can—it can be your serum, your go-to. Mix it in with your foundation as you can, like— intensify your mask treatment. If you want to do an overnight mask with it, you put a couple of drops in like a cream, keep it on overnight even. I mean, there's just like a ton of things you can do with it. So
that is so exciting. So when you were at Indie Beauty Expo, you had your little booth, and Mary Neiman walks over. Oh, I guess it'd be Marcus. I don't know. Is Neiman Marcus a person or is it two last names? I don't know. And I should know that, damn it.
Well, I should know
I'm
that.
A disgrace to my Dallas heritage. Their flagship is in Dallas.
I know. I've been there.
It's amazing, right?
It is.
We really always amazing. Have lunch there when I'm home with my mama at the Zodiac Room. That's what they call the restaurant. She knows. Yes. So what happened? You got your little booth, and they walk by, and they spritz themselves, and they say, color me sold, baby, and they hand you a contract. Like, that's pretty crazy that such a new baby company. Neiman's is very special.
Very special.
They don't let just anybody, any yahoo off the damn road walk in and put their shit on the shelves. So that says a lot, I'd say.
No, I mean, I have to give a lot of thanks to Indie Beauty Expo because this is a crazy thing. So before I launched in New York in August, and I went to IBE in January in L.A. So, like, not the one we met up, but the year before, without a company or anything. I just had this, like, concept, and the only thing I had was a mood board. And it was, like, really just, I don't know, like, kind of like one of the ones in that book that you saw. Like, very sort of, like, royal and some great photos in it. And that's all I had. I didn't have a product. I didn't have anything. And I go to this girl, Shelby, at IBE, and I'm like, hey, so I'm like, thinking about this company, and I have this, like, little mood board, like, what do you think? And she's like, oh, this is amazing, like, you should totally do it, blah, blah, blah. And she was really encouraging me, and this is, like, I literally had zero. And I kind of kept her up to date, and she's like, hey, where are you with this? We're kind of talking to Neiman Marcus. And so even before I even had a product or was launching, she really kind of got my foot in the door. And so she was like, hey, Neiman's is coming to IBE, you know, that's where you're exhibiting. But before they come, they want a preview of, you know, some of the brands that we're recommending to them. So I didn't even have, like, a product at that time to send to them. And I'm like, oh, I don't want to miss this opportunity, but I also don't want to send them crap because I don't have anything real yet. So I sent them, like, I made this box and I tried to make it look really big. And I put, like, all these random things in it, like chocolates and, you know, different, like, brand-related things, but then, like, no product. I'm like, I hope they don't notice that there's, like, nothing in here.
They might.
They probably did. But I, like, and then I put, like, a little menu card of, like, what the treatments would be, but, like, I didn't have anything to show them. So I sent this random box that, like, really didn't have much in it. But I don't know. I think that sort of set the tone. And then when they came to me, they were really excited because they had already kind of seen, like, a little bit of a taste. And then I think meeting me in person and just sort of sharing that, like, passion and that story was what made the connection. But honestly, it's like I just got super lucky. Like, I just launched at the right time and they were there. And IBE was, like, kind enough when I had, like, nothing to sort of have faith in me and put me in that process.
I love Indie Beauty Expo so much. I recommend everybody go.
Hell yeah.
There's New York, L.A., Dallas, London.
Hey, are you going to Dallas?
Yes, honey.
Oh, my God, I'm going to be there.
Yay!
I'm not exhibiting this year, but, like, it's just so good.
Yeah. It's really fun. And I encourage everyone listening to Natchy Butte to, you know, really assess your skincare and makeup, go through it, and say, what company is this from? Is it a company that I support? What they're about, what they have in their stuff. And we're trying, I think that's goal two, year two. The goal of year two of Natch Butte is to replace most items with women-owned companies.
Oh, hell yes.
And really know the story behind the products and the brands that we support. So I think, you know, this is a woman-owned company. She's a first-generation American. She's an entrepreneur. All these things that we love at Natch Butte and that we want to support. So that's very exciting. I cannot wait.
No, thank you for the support. That just means a lot to me.
Well, listen, I love a good mist, and I can't get enough. And I can't wait for the rose one. I'll have all three, and I'll just spray them. I'm going to have to grow another hand. And I'll make my husband do one, and I'll do this, the two, and I'll make a cocktail on my face, a beautiful floral cocktail.
That's, like, literally, I mean, we have the photo with, like, a girl with a floral crown, and I'm like, I just want to live like that every single day. Is that possible?
Yes. Yeah.
I want to live in these, like, magical botanicals and, like, just smell jasmine all day long. I mean, that's just, like, the way I want to live.
Same.
Living my best life, baby.
Same. That's what we're about. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So I see you brought some bags next to you, because I wanted to know everything. Like, first of all, the brows are popping.
Oh, thank you.
I need to know the brows. I need to know the makeup. I need to know some of your favorite things.
Yeah, totally.
Since you're in the business, you have to know what's going on.
I mean, yeah, and especially, like, I'm just passionate about it. So I'm kind of like you. Like, I like to research. I like to listen to Natch Butte. Like, hey, what are you guys talking about? What are people loving? You know, and I'm sure you guys have talked about this first product for damn sure. But have you actually? Schmidt's deodorant?
Honey, yeah. Oh. And Jamie Schmidt is coming on Natch Butte soon, everybody.
What?
Get excited.
Are you kidding me?
I know. That's... She's like a celebrity in the indie beauty world.
I might faint. That's amazing.
You know her?
No, oh my
I've
God,
never
are
met
you
her either.
Me?
She's like this,
I don't know her.
She's like the Wizard of Oz behind the curtain. Like, who is this
I
mysterious person? I know, because I know a lot of the Schmidt's girls just through. So, if we're being real, the first time I brought Schmidt's up on Natch Butte, I said that they made me stank and they didn't work.
Yeah.
But everybody, they sent me some DMs and they were like, oh, let's try again. Like, they were so funny. They had such a great sense of humor about it.
That's a great story, actually.
And what I realized was when I first used Schmidt's, it was the first natural deodorant I used. And I went straight from using my, like, antiperspirant to that. And my body was detoxing from the antiperspirant. And that's why I stunk. It wasn't because Schmidt's doesn't work. I use the Jasmine. One.
I have that one, the jasmine green tea. I have that one too.
Yep.
Yeah, I rotate between that one and this one.
The rose vanilla.
And I agree with you. Like, it does take a hot minute to sort of like go through that. And I used to use Secret Clinical, which was like really intense.
Same. I'd use the like Secret, yeah.
Yeah, whatever was like the most intense thing. And then I, you know, yeah.
And I never sweat.
No.
It was so weird.
I know. I think that's probably what the problem is.
Yeah.
So this is like a go-to for me. I love it.
Very cool. Very cool.
Okay. So this is another thing. And actually, like, I'd be interested to hear if people have like really good sunscreens they like. Because to me, when you think about beauty, it's like, and a lot of people come to me and they're like, oh my God, I have like really intense like wrinkles and I don't want to age anymore. Like, and you know, do you have a product for that? And I'm like, no, I mean, I'm not going to lie. Like, I don't think any product can totally changed that.
Right.
And I think the best way to do that is prevention and sunblock. So
I'm clapping. Right. I'm clapping sunscreen. Have we got it in your head yet? Sunscreen. And, you know, it's nice to hear a woman of color say,
oh my God,
we
so
need
important.
To wear sunscreen, because I feel like a lot of my friends are like, I don't need sunscreen. I'm not pale. And I'm like, honey, yes, you do.
Everyone, every single person needs sunscreen. And it's like the way that I think about it, I'm like, so do you want to be a raisin or do you want to be a grape?
Honey,
like,
I want to be a grape. Yes.
We all want to be grapes.
Yes, we do.
And think about like preserving things. Like if you see something that's preserved, like an olive or a grape or whatever, it's like in an oil out of the sun in a cupboard and that it can stay fresh longer. That's the same thing with us as our skin. Like you put it out into the sun, it's obviously going to shrivel up and, you know, so... To me, like, especially living in L.A., I mean, I just came back from Cabo. You can kind of see my freckles coming through. But every single day, I was putting on a hat. I was trying to stay in the shade. And then I also 100% put sunscreen. And so this one right now is a CeraVe sunscreen invisible zinc. And, you know, to me, sunscreens, I haven't figured it out, you know? And I would love to hear if anyone has something really good. I know zinc oxide and titanium dioxide are exactly what you need to look for in sunscreens, but now we've heard of this thing called UVC. Have you heard of it?
No.
So there's like
UVA, UVB.
UVC apparently is like UV cancer rays.
Oh, God.
I don't know what it's all
it
about, guys.
It never ends. It never ends.
I mean, I'm so far from solving this issue, but you know how many people have come to me and said, hey, like, can you come up with a sunscreen? Can you come up? And to be honest, like, I was like, well, that's like really complicated. I'm like, I don't know how close I am to doing that, but it's something I use every freaking day, and I actually kind of want to get a better one because I haven't found one that's like I'm super excited about. I mean, this one's pretty good, and there's a couple in Europe that I like as well that I use. But if anyone has any recommendations, I want to know too.
The ones that come up a lot on Ash Beauty are the Korean ones.
Oh.
Because K-Beauty is very popular, and they don't fuck around with the sun in Korea. You
they
better
don't,
believe
actually.
It.
Oh, my God.
There's not to bring up Netflix again. There's a show on Netflix that my husband watches. It's a Korean crime show. And everyone on the show is stunning. Every single one. The men, the women, even the older gentlemen. They all look incredible. And I should ask him what it is. I'm going to text him and ask him. So everybody watch it because he's obsessed with it. I only watch it like when I come in and out of the room, but it looks like a great show.
Do you watch it for the skin inspo?
But that's why, and my TV, as I've said on Edge Butte, doesn't forgive. And everyone looks incredible. And I'm like, that's because in Korea, they really prioritize skincare. So there's a lot of Korean, it's like the PA++++
yeah.
and all that stuff. There's one that's a COSRX. I am only naming that one because it's cruelty-free. A lot of the Korean ones aren't just because
testing. They
okay. sell in China. It's actually illegal to test on animals in Korea.
Oh.
But if you test it, if you sell in mainland China, then your products are tested.
Yeah.
Right. And a lot of them go there because it's in their neck of the woods. Why not?
Well, we're going to go to Korea, obviously,
yes, that's
after
next.
This discussion.
Yes.
We're clearly going there.
The show is called Bad Guys on Netflix. Everyone's looking for a show. And I'm telling you, everyone is so, the women and the men, like, both. I, like, literally go, ugh. Like, I was like, that guy is so handsome. That woman is so gorgeous. Even the older gentlemen, I'm telling you, they don't fuck around in Korea. So there's a COSRX sunscreen. I'll put it on NashBeauty.com on the episode guide. I haven't gotten it yet because I'm still going through. I have Super Goop and Kula, which are both like Sephora price points, and I use them both. They have all kind. They have a mattifying primer. They have a setting spray. They have a powder. I have it all. Because I don't fuck around.
No, and you shouldn't, and you 100% are doing the right thing, and I don't know. I just think that there's so much more we can have here in the U.S., not only just from like an informational standpoint, just to like get that awareness out there that that's really what you need to be doing. But I don't know, even from a product perspective, a lot of people have asked me about it. So I'm kind of like, maybe, you know, maybe
yeah.
when I kind of figure it out.
Yeah, because then there's like you said, the zinc based ones. And then there's ones that actually have like
titanium dioxide.
Yes.
Yeah, but I think there's more. Like, I know that there's certain ones that, like, in Europe, they only sell this, like, one product or this one ingredient, but they don't sell it in the U.S., and I don't know. It's
yeah,
like
it's
a whole
European
other world.
Grade.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like Dr. Sturm. Do you know Dr. Sturm?
Yeah.
I think she's in Neiman's, too.
Is she coming on here?
Oh, honey, I would love that.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Sturm, where you at? So I think you can buy the sunscreen here. I'm not 100% sure, but it's European grade. And I'm like, I don't know what that means, but I need that. Because
no,
Europe,
definitely.
They just, you know, things are different over there. I don't know. Shout out to all the European honeys listening.
No,
what else
sure.
you got in there, Michelle?
So hold on just one
yes.
second. I'm going to try to find it.
Yep. I mean,
okay.
I told you to bring stuff, and you certainly did disappoint.
This is, honestly, this is just like my, well, I did go to Cabo, so like I just had my makeup bag like this, but I use this like Neiman Marcus employee bag that I got at one of the events. And it's just like, I love it. It's
yeah.
like some cheapy plastic bag. And
but
I'm
you
into
can
it.
See everything clearly. That's helpful.
Yeah, totally. So I'm into it. But
is that Pixie?
Pixie brow.
Yay.
Do you, have you tried this one?
No, I haven't. I just recognized the color of the package.
Yeah, it's called the Natural Brow Duo. And it has like a little pencil side. To tell you, I don't really use the gel side of it. But I use the pencil side. And the reason that I like this is, so I spend a lot of time, like, at department stores, and then you kind of get sucked in, and I try this, like, Tom Ford eyebrow thing, and I'm like, oh, my God, this is, like, really great. And then I tried this and I was like, oh, well, they're kind of pretty similar.
Yeah.
So
and that saves a lot of money.
Yeah. So I was kind of like, okay, well, I'm going to roll with this. And I bought it like 4 times already. I just from an eyebrow perspective, I get them threaded. Mm-hmm. Have you heard of threading? Mm-hmm. What do you do?
I used to thread, but I had my eyebrows microbladed.
Oh,
and,
they look amazing.
And I've also been growing them out, so you just don't do anything to them.
Yeah.
So, but I used to thread.
I feel like mine kind of stopped growing. Like, I used to have to thread every 2 weeks, and now I really don't, which is, but, like, I kind of just fill in, like, a little bit of the tops to make a little arch, and, you know, I don't know. Pretty simple, but I love this product and totally highly recommend it. It's at Target, so.
I want to get the gel, though. I love a gel.
Really? I feel like it's, like, a little plastic. I mean, it doesn't, this gel is good.
Yeah.
I'm just saying gel in general for me, but if you like gel, I would.
Well, because I like to brush them up. I like to do a feathered leak. I'm trying anyway,
yeah.
So I'm all about that gel life.
That's
perfect for me. I'll definitely pick one of those up.
And then, being an Indian person that I am, I feel like a lot of times I won't wear makeup during the day, but, like, if I'm wearing one thing, like, just right now I walked in, I had zero, because I'm like, oh, maybe we'll do a mask, whatevs, and so came in with nothing. I only did, like, 2 or 3 things, and those, one of them included putting, like, black, what do you call it? Like, they call it kajal in India, but, like, a black pencil in the
waterline?
Waterline, yeah, top and bottom. But, like, to me, this is, like, I feel like I'm, like, naked without it. Like, I just love having that, like, darker look in my eyes. So I'm always using this one is the L'Oreal Extra Intense. It's called, like, Liquid Pencil Liner, but I love it. This one stays a long time. It's from the drugstore. I've tried better ones, or, like, not better, but, like, more high-end ones. I feel like this works better, if not the same.
I love that you sell your products in Neiman's, but you use all drugstore products. Because that's CeraVe, or how do you say it?
CeraVe,
CeraVe.
I think.
This
know.
Is a constant battle on Attribute. I don't fucking know.
No idea.
I should know by now, because my dermatologist uses it and has said it to me, and whatever.
Yeah, but you know they're, like, cream, not to, like, but I think a lot of people think it's, like, super pure, but I looked at the just let's put it this way. Go dig into the ingredients and don't just take anyone's word from it, because it still does have, like, fragrance and certain things that I think it has parabens. I'm not sure. But you got to just check and see
it's
what's
up with
it. It's
certainly not a natural brand, I would
say.
No,
not at
all. But they are cruelty-free.
Oh, that's great. Mm-hmm. That's a huge
one
plus.
Of the only drugstore, like, washes that is.
Oh, that's amazing. Well, Ranavat, 100% cruelty-free,
yes,
baby.
Yes, yes.
Leaping Bunny certified.
Ooh, that ain't cheap.
No, but so necessary. I was like, you know what? I'm tired of, like, I don't want people to believe me. Like, don't.
Because people lie.
People lie all the time.
People lie so friggin', like, just
straight
recklessly.
Up.
Yes.
That was, like, one of the biggest things that I was like, wait, is this real? Because I actually think it's a lot of it in the organic thing where people claim that they're like, oh, it's organic, you know, but unless it's certified organic, you could be growing it in your garden and saying it's organic, but, like, is that really following every protocol? I'm not really sure. And that's why everything. So the tonics are all USDA certified organic, so you can drink them.
Whoa.
It's like food grade. And then
so I could spray this in my mouth right now?
Yeah, you totally could. You could. People make ice cream out of it. Like, actually, I kind of, next time I'm going to bring you Persian ice cream, and they have, like, oh my God. How does it taste? It's just like water, probably.
You know, it's not the most pleasant thing I've ever eaten. But at the same time, it's kind of nice.
Okay.
It's kind of, I feel fresh. Like, I feel like if I had this in my car, as I would since I'm obsessed with it, and I need it, like, in between auditions to freshen up, if I was like, oh, all of a sudden I got a meeting last minute and I just ate a damn chili dog, spritzy in there, that'll neutralize. I feel neutral. My mouth feels neutral.
I'll have to look it up. I'll have to look up what lavender hydrosol or water does, because I wonder if it might be a neutralizer. You gotta check it out.
I mean, I'll tell you what, anybody want to make out with me? I feel fresh right now. I feel confident to take on my day. I'll tell you that.
People drink rose water in India, like, all the time. It actually has really, really great properties. So I don't think you're doing anything wrong, honey.
Great. Well, listen.
I'm supportive.
I feel good.
Yeah.
That's all I know.
That's all that matters.
Maybe I'll start using this as a mouthwash.
Your pubes and your mouth feel really good
yep,
right now.
I'm telling you. I spray this on my ass.
You should.
I'll be naked and I'll just spritz it up and down and I'll shake a little bit and I'll feel good.
I think that's the right way to start your day.
Yes, 100%. So what else you got
okay,
in that bag, baby?
Let me see if I have anything else.
I mean, listen, you got a lot of stuff. Anything real exciting?
I mean, I have like a couple things that I'm just using on my own. Like this is, and literally, I didn't even like stage this at all. I just brought the bag that I had taken with me to Cabo.
Yeah.
And so I was taking this bomb, but it's not purchased. I mean, should we talk about that?
What?
It's not that you can't buy it anywhere.
Oh.
So maybe not. Talking
well,
about.
Listen.
Something that I'm creating.
Way to throw in a brag that you have secret products in your bag that none of us are privy to. Thank you, Michelle.
Let's see.
That's exciting, though.
What else can I share? Hold on.
What's that little serum? I see a serum right there. A little blue.
Oh, yeah. You can't buy that either.
Oh, my. What is this?
I know.
What are all these secret products?
I know.
Are you in the damn Illuminati, Michelle? What is going on?
I mean, I feel like for me, like, I only use my own skincare, and, like, half of it's not even released yet. It's, like,
right.
All these things that I'm trying out. But it's, like, if I use other stuff, then I think I'm, like, confusing myself.
Yeah.
So the only other things I use are, like, makeup, which is kind of what I share. Like, I have a mascara that I really, I mean, it's not non-toxic, but I don't know. We can talk about that.
Well, hold on. So this body balm that you teased us with is a Ranavat. Like prototype?
Yes, it is. It
exciting.
Is so amazing. So it's just a couple ingredients. It's look, and I've already used a lot of it.
I love
already.
The color.
Thank
is that
you.
Turmeric?
No, it is. It has a little bit of rose wax in it. But it's like rose wax, rose essential oil, which is like steam distilled roses, mango butter, shea butter, and sweet almond oil. Like super. Oh, and hazelnut oil. Super simple.
I love it.
But I love it. You know, have you? How do you feel about bombs?
I'm not mad at them. I'm trying to. I feel like when Rhea Butcher was on, they were saying how they come from a long lineage of itchy people. And it's something that is instilled in us. I don't know what it is. Like, I'm from Texas. But it's like, you don't deserve to be non-itchy, you know? So I, like, shower, and then I just go about my day. And I'm like, why didn't I put myself? Why didn't I lube up?
No, you have. Oh,
so
my gosh.
So I've been doing that more. Like, I shaved my legs for the first time in, like, a decade last night.
Oh, my God, me too. It's been a while.
And I lubed my whole body up with Osea. Do you know Osea? They're IBE people.
Very
yeah.
sweet.
They have a great, it's like an anti-aging body balm, and it's just,
Ooh. Oh,
baby, you lube up with it, and just, oh, I feel like a queen.
Ooh,
with
you
it.
Know who has a really good one, too? Beneath Your Mask.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God, her heel, like, body butter, it's like, you're like, she's like, when you put it on, you're just like not going to go anywhere. And I kind of agree with that. It's like you just.
You put it in for bedtime or
yeah,
something.
And you
yeah.
like really, and it's like really sort of like lemony. Like mine, all my products are more like floral and like that. And like hers are kind of more unisex. And so we sort of like did a little swap. And I've been like going to town with that. And you just, you like bathe in it. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's really thick and it does have like a little bit of like a slip to it. But, like, you're not going anywhere, and you just put, like, the baggiest sweats you can find. You put on some slippers, you eat some popcorn, and you put this stuff on, and you, like, live your best life.
I want that.
You need it.
Yeah, I talked about Beneath Your Mask during February for Black History Month.
Oh, yeah, she's the best.
As a Black-owned company. Yeah, her stuff is it in Neiman's, too?
It is,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Good for you. Good for my ladies getting into Neiman's.
Well, thank you.
I'm not mad at that. So I'm trying to lube up more. Basically.
No, and I think that, but the thing
I'm trying to be less itchy.
I know. I think we all need to be. But the thing with lubing up is that you want to make sure you do it when your skin is a little moist already.
Mm-hmm.
Like you kind of, you can't, because there's like a difference between dry skin and dehydrated skin. I don't know. Have you heard about that?
No.
So dry skin is lacking oil. Dehydrated skin means lacking water. So if you're in oil and water, of course, they don't mix. They're very different. The definition of an oil is that it doesn't have any water in it. So, for example, if you have dry skin and you put on, you know, water, you're not really doing anything because that dry skin is lacking the oil. It needs to have something called like sebum, which is what your skin produces naturally. Again, if you have dehydrated skin and you start putting oils all over it, that's just like sealing in what you've the dry skin that you already have, but it's not going to add moisture or that water that you need. So,
very
as like an old thing that I always do my tonic, and then you press in your serum or your oil or whatever you're using because you're already making sure that your skin is super hydrated. And then when you use that serum, it's just going to be so much more effective because it's going to lock in all that goodness and keep it there and keep your skin like hydrated for longer periods of time. So when you're lubing up, make sure you do it. If you're doing it on your body, like after the shower,
yeah.
It's like the best time
That's
ever.
That's when I lube up.
Or you spray your tonic and then you do it after
Put
that.
My Ranavat oil in my pubes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All over your body. I love it as a body oil. That's actually one of my favorite things.
I mean, I wanted to put it on my body because I'm so obsessed with the smell, but I was like, it doesn't say that. I must have the old label.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think, yeah, actually, I have the new label says that, but now I have to change the box. So in like 6 weeks, it'll be the new one that says hair and body.
Great.
So.
Yeah, because I was like, what if I put it on my body? Am I going to grow hair? If I put it on my thighs or something, is it going to bust out with some hair? Which, listen, I'm not mad at.
No, it's a real
Everybody
concern.
Do what you need to do. But anyway, that's good to know because now I'm going to be lubing up and I'm going to put it in the bath water.
Oh, my God. No, it's like one of my favorite things to do.
Well, I'll see you. I'll tweet you later tonight and be like, hey, baby, I'm in the bath. Just kidding. I'll leave you alone. You have children. Well, we're getting down to the end here. Oh, do you have any products for your kids that you really like?
Honestly, I use like, it's really funny. I spray my kids with my products all the time. I mean, I'm not doing masks on them, but I seriously put sunblock on them every single day that I would say. I do use the Heal Body Butter on them at night because it has a little lavender in it. So like, I feel like it helps them get a little in the mood to go to sleep. And a lot of the lavender balms that I found out there, they were like chemically scented. And so this one I thought was really good.
You're talking about the Beneath Your Mask?
The Beneath Your Mask one. And then Matty's, M-A-T-T-Y-S. It's like a drugstore brand, but they have like a really nice like chest rub for little kids. And I mean, I like put it on myself because it just smells so good. And it just like all these like it's lavender, but it's not too strong because it's for kids. And it literally makes you want to go to sleep. And I've also, like, conditioned my kids that, like, when that product goes on and they smell that smell, they know that bedtime's coming. And so it just kind of, like, helps get everything ready. So I love kind of doing that.
That's smart because kids get wild at night. My nephew, oh, my God, you say it's bedtime. He starts bouncing off the walls.
Yeah.
He's, like, refuses to go to bed.
No, it's all about, like, giving them little cues, you know, where it's like, okay, we're doing our bath first. So they know in their mind, like, I know exactly what happens. And I think you can trigger it with, like, the sensory, so the water hitting them, and then also, like, kind of cool products you can use to, like, get their senses ready for bed.
That is so good to hear. I haven't had a mom on in a while, and I've wanted to have a mom because I'm like, there's a lot of moms listening. There's a lot of parents listening. And I was like, what are some fun, you know, some good things that the kids can use? So thank you for sharing that.
Well, one thing, as if I may, for moms out there, I mean, you know, getting to the esthetician, even if you're not a mom, is like pretty hard. And so what I love about these masks is that you can kind of do it on your own time. Like you don't have to be relying on trying to get out of the house. Like when the kids are asleep at like 8 or something, you know, you can kind of put on a mask and like listen to Natch Butte. I mean, why not? I think that's just like a great way to wind down. And so I love doing that. So I definitely encourage moms, especially to like just take care of yourself. Like for me, you know, even going on vacation, like you got the kids, you're still working. But when I put that body serum on in the morning, I'm like, I don't even need to go anywhere. I feel like I'm taking care of myself. I'm putting some amazing products on my skin. And it just helps me like set the tone for the day that like I did something for myself. So just putting that out there.
Yas, 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 yas. Chi-Chi's like, what are you doing? You're used to it. I know. Okay, thank you. I know. You're a gorgeous girl. I know. Well, thank you so much, Michelle. Why don't you tell everybody once again where they can find you on social and then also once again where we can buy Ranavat and any information
that. I would love to. So I would love to be friends with all of you, so please follow at Ranavat, R-A-N-A-V-A-T, Botanics. That's our handle on Instagram, Facebook, whatevs. And then, you know, ranavatbotanics.com, but I would love it. So I sell at Neiman Marcus, and I also sell at Nordstrom as well. So it's actually online only at Neiman's, but at Nordstrom, it's in 38 stores. So kind of depending where you live, check it out. I have it on my website on which stores they sell. You can also get it on Nordstrom.com. They have the full range online. So feel free to check it out and let me know what you think. I want to hear from you guys.
Yeah. So you can go into Nordstrom and spray yourself with it.
Yeah.
And you could even do what I did and spray a little spritz in your mouth of the lavender and just like, let me know if you liked it. Let me know if you feel fresh.
Totally.
Maybe take a little sample of that oil, put it in your hands and rub it in your pubes in the bathroom. I don't know. We're not going to judge you. You
live
do what you need to
life.
Do. Yeah. Get that sample. See if you like what she's selling, you know?
And actually, I do have, like, this really cool gift with purchase on Nordstrom's. If you, I think it's, like, $35 or I don't remember what, like, the... Oh, no. I think it's a $75 purchase. So if you get, like... You don't have to get that many things. And what you get is, like, a sachet of the three different masks and, like, a mini of the Mighty Majesty. So you're basically getting the full collection of masks with your purchase. So it's kind of a no-brainer.
How often do you mask?
Oh, my gosh. A few times a week. I mean, I'm going to be honest. I have been lacking on the masking in the last couple of weeks, and I can tell in my skin, and I'm like, oh my God, I gotta get back to it. So I really try to do it as often as possible, and you can, because the honey doesn't irritate your skin.
Strip.
No,
yeah.
Not at all. So, like, you gotta go to town on that, and then add in your favorite serum to the mask. Like, make it luxurious. Do your thing. Make it about you.
Make it about you. I mean, we've said it all. Well, I guess we got to get out of here. Thank you again, Michelle. Everybody check out Ranava Botanics at a Nordstrom near you, hunty, okay? Get you some tonic. I recommend the jasmine, okay? But I'm not mad at this one either, so I'll have to be getting that one. And don't forget, everybody, cream your neck and keep your fringe fresh.